Right now, severe storms are back here to the west of us. We're going to talk about what time they arrive here later today.
Plus, breaking news this morning, death, destruction, desperation in Maui as wildfires rage. What officials are saying about their efforts to contain those flames. Plus, we're hearing from people from the Triangle who are in Hawaii right now.
A new economic report set to be released later this morning will give us an update on inflation. Coming up, I'll show you how this relates to the prices you'll be paying during your next grocery trip.
So much news to get to on this Friday morning. It is a WRAL weather alert day. Thanks for waking up with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. I love the fact that you're jumping ahead of day. It feels like Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
You're off tomorrow.
But, that's right.
But Thursday. And, you know, Monday isn't that far in the rearview mirror because we remember what happened with our weather alert day that day. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with what's on tap today.
Right now, we're starting off with just a few isolated showers that you can see here on dual Doppler 5000 radar. That's not going to cause anybody any real problems this morning. But and we're already beginning with a little bit of light patchy rain. We have a level 2 risk for severe storms. Damaging wind would be the biggest threat. Of course, Monday was a level 3 risk, and we had widespread wind damage across most of our area. A lot of power outages, a lot of tree damage. And of course, this is going to be one level down, but that does still mean that we have a good chance of some people seeing some wind damage today. So the big question is the timing, and this may come in two waves. You may see one wave late this morning, and we may see another wave late this afternoon. Wave number one could be between 10 and 1, and wave number 2 between 3 and 6 o'clock. And in both cases, we have the potential for damaging winds and possibly an isolated tornado. But like Monday, and Monday we didn't have any reports of tornadoes here, but we did have a confirmed tornado or two back closer to Charlotte. So we'll be watching for that closely. Currently, we have some severe thunderstorms across parts of Tennessee and down into Alabama. We'll likely start to see some of those severe storms developing here a little later today. We're starting off with some cloud cover and a few sprinkles this morning. That does help to keep things a little more stable, which is great news. But we are looking at the potential again between 10 and 11 of seeing some rain and some embedded thunderstorms. And that moves out between, say, noon and 1. And then Futurecast shows a second round between 3 and 6 o'clock. And you can see that moving across the area as well. That may bring us an even better chance of some strong thunderstorms, especially if we see some breaks in the clouds early in the afternoon. They're already at the DBAP. They've got the cover on the diamond there. Right now it's 76 degrees, but we're still holding on to our mild dew point. At 67, we will see that climbing today. With some breaks in the clouds, we'll still see a hot day today with a high of 90 degrees. Coming up, we'll talk about how much rain we'll likely see with our two rounds of storms.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Breaking news. One person is hurt. Four people are out of their home after a fire that happened around 1 this morning in Fayetteville. Now, this happened off Mesa Drive off Santa Fe Drive. Crews from Fayetteville and Fort Liberty Fire Departments found heavy fire and smoke coming out of the home. One person was taken to the hospital for treatment. We're working to learn more about that person's condition.
We also have breaking news out of Hawaii this morning. Minutes ago, Maui County officials confirmed 36 people are dead after the wildfires there. And these are new images right here showing the devastation there. Here's what else we know as of right now. 11,000 people have already been evacuated and more plan to leave today. U.S. military helicopters have been deployed to provide firefighting and search and rescue support. About 15,000 gallons of water has been dropped in the area to help suppress those fires. Officials say recovery is going to take years. And this morning, we are hearing from North Carolinians who are in Hawaii this very moment as that fire continues to rage. WRAL's Laura Levine is joining us live from this morning from the RDU airport. And Laura, this family, are they safe? Where are they right now? What do we know about them?
Yeah, Jeff, right now, as we know, Hawaii is a very popular vacation spot. We have heard from many people who are from the Triangle. Now they're in Hawaii facing a very different and devastating experience. Had no idea this was happening until they were in the thick of it. Get a look at some of this video where you can really see what's happening right now in the island. Completely up in flames, crews continue to battle fires in Maui and the Big Island, which have been fanned in part by strong winds from Hurricane Dora, a Category 4 storm. At least six people have died in the fires in Maui that we know so far, and at least 271 structures have been damaged or destroyed in the western Maui town of Lahaina. many people who were traveling to the island had no idea, again, that this is what they were dealing with until they arrived. We spoke with Greg Taylor, a familiar name here in the Triangle. He was a man who was exonerated after being convicted in the 1993 beating death of Jaquetta Thomas. Well, he now is taking up whale photography, and that's what he was doing there when this happened. Take a listen.
It's heartbreaking, you know, to see that place so destroyed. There's nothing left. The pictures that I see of the harbor, all the slips are gone, the boats are burned, and the historic buildings, from what I can tell from the pictures, not even like the ashes from the buildings are there.
And as you've just mentioned, that press conference really just wrapping up. So officials say it's going to be weeks before they really have a grasp on the full extent of damage. And of course, people making sure that family members are accounted for at this time. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live at RDU.
And this video shows a desperate situation for people in Maui. You can see them trying to escape the wildfires by jumping into the ocean. The cell phone video was captured by Brent Stevens, who was on a boat as the flames and smoke filled the air. The Coast Guard rescued 14 people from the water. All new this morning, former President Barack Obama is offering his condolences to those affected by the wildfires in Hawaii. In a social media post, he says it's tough to see some of the images out of a place that's so special to many. Obama was born and raised in Hawaii. In his post, he included a link for people to donate. This is a developing story. When we're not on the air, you can get updates on the Maui fires online at WRAL.com or on our news app.
I'm Michael Grace with the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Durham, where police are clearing the scene of a hit-and-run investigation. I'm going to get behind the camera and give you a look at the scene. Now, it involved two cars. You can see this one in the tree line. Let me zoom in and brighten that up for you. Now, police say that that car ran a red light here on Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. And as another car was turning left, coming off 40, they hit that car. Now, the two people who were hit inside that car taken to the hospital, non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the car that you see in that tree line did flee the scene. So right now, police say they are going to clear this location once they get that last car towed out, go process that car, see who it belongs to, and then work their investigation from there. But again, still on the search for that driver who is involved in that accident. Live in Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Also, police in Raleigh are working to make an arrest after a woman was reportedly kidnapped near Crabtree Valley Mall. Police found the woman safe at a home on Turner Street around 3 yesterday afternoon. We saw crews towing a vehicle that, according to scanner traffic, is registered to the kidnapping victim but used by the kidnapper. A neighbor living near the crime scene described seeing a woman in need of help.
It caught my attention when I saw like 7 cop cars and an ambulance just pull up right there. It was just a woman outside on the front steps just crying. I don't know why, but she was.
The police say they don't believe there is any threat to the public.
Concerns are heightened this morning for public officials after the FBI says an agent shot and killed a man who threatened President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Capitol Police say the number of investigations they have right now regarding threats to political figures is historically high. The FBI says the armed Utah man was killed yesterday when they went to try and serve a warrant after tracking his violent threats. The shooting happened on the same day Biden was visiting Utah. The man has been identified as Craig Robertson. As of right now, the FBI has not released any further details about the shooting.
We've been telling you about the Federal Reserve and the opportunity to possibly raise interest rates again this year. This morning, another indicator will come out, and it's to give us a better look at the rising prices we're paying for everyday items. Could have an impact on the Fed decision. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live. And Kelsey, you spoke with an expert about what we can expect from the Consumer Price Index report coming out.
I did, and in just a few hours, we're going to get a better idea of where our country lands with inflation when that Consumer Price Index report is released. Now, I spoke with NC State economist Mike Walden about this, and he says that the prices that you're paying here at the grocery store are still high. They're just not rising as quickly as they were last year. Now, Walden says he's expecting for today's CPI report to reveal that inflation is at 3.3%, up from 3% the month before. That's not as high as inflation was this time last year, but it's still above the ideal inflation rate, 2%. Walden says we'll never get back to pre-pandemic prices, so wages will just have to catch up.
What we want to see eventually is for people's salaries to rise enough that they can afford these higher prices. And unfortunately, in my opinion, my estimation, we're a long way away from that.
And economists are also looking at the Fed to figure out what they could potentially do with interest rates as a response to the CPI report. And Walden says he's expecting that the Fed won't raise interest rates. That's because this small increase in inflation that we're expecting to see is a result of a recent spike in gas prices. Those numbers are always fluctuating, so the Fed shouldn't make a decision based off of those numbers since they're so inconsistent. And that CPI report is expected to be released this morning at 8:30. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
This weekend, NC State coaching legend Jim Valvano will be inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts. WRAL will be there. Our Casey Hintz will have live coverage tomorrow on WRAL. Kai Cenat returns to Twitch for the first time since his chaotic giveaway in New York. The message he has to his millions of streaming followers who showed up to Union Park.
Well, it's a medical breakthrough. We'll explain how researchers developed a molecule that works to fight chickenpox, shingles, and herpes when other treatments fail.
And you're taking a live look at North Hills in Raleigh right now. It is a WRAL weather alert day today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking when and where we could see severe storms.
It is 4:44, and of course, today is a WRAL weather alert day because we have a level 2 risk for severe storms today. Like we saw Monday, damaging wind is going to be the main threat, but an isolated tornado is not completely out of the question. We're starting this morning with a few isolated showers and some cloudy skies, which does keep our atmosphere a bit more stable. But we're watching a system that's across the mountains, and it's likely to hold together and make it here a little later this morning. It's on the quieter side right now in Goldsboro. We're seeing dry conditions here. Temperatures currently in the low to mid-70s, 76 in Southern Pines, 73 in Irwin, as well as Goldsboro. Take a look at our dog walking forecast. Again, this morning, you might run into a sprinkle or two, but as we get a little closer to lunchtime, we'll have a better chance for strong to severe storms and another chance during the evening commute.
Elizabeth, thanks. Family and friends said goodbye to an 8-year-old girl who was shot to death at her babysitter's home on July 25th. Genesis Dockery's funeral was held in Cumberland County yesterday. The family's attorney tells WRAL the babysitter's 11-year-old son pulled the trigger. So far, no charges have been filed. The Cumberland County Sheriff's Office says it is still processing information and evidence in this case before making a decision on charges.
Production will be slowed down for the next few days after fire damaged a farm produce facility in Harnett County. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was on scene last night, Parridge Road. Fire crews say they are now working to determine what caused the fire. We're told it happened in the area where they keep the agriculture fertilizer. Fortunately, that fire did not spread to the tanks where gasoline is stored. No one was hurt.
Researchers at the University of Georgia have developed a molecule to treat chickenpox and shingles when the current treatments fall short. A new study found the molecule effectively treats the uncomfortable lesions that come with shingles. The molecule may also work against viruses that cause oral and genital herpes. While several drugs exist on the market to treat herpes and shingle viruses, they can have potentially life-threatening side effects. More studies are happening now to test this new molecule.
All new this morning, Kai Cenat is speaking out for the first time since his chaotic giveaway in New York. The social media influencer returned to Twitch last night where he denounced last week's riots. He is from New York and he says he wanted to give back to his community, but says this was not the way. He says he is beyond disappointed at everyone who became disruptive. Hundreds of fans flooded the streets of New York Friday after the Twitch and YouTube streamer announced he'd be giving away electronics like laptops and PlayStation 5s. At least 60 people were arrested and several officers were hurt.
Happening today, the U.S. Postal Service wants to help you find your next job. It's hosting a job fair in Carrboro. They're looking to fill immediate openings for full-time, part-time, and seasonal roles. If interested, you can stop by the Carrboro Post Office on West Main Street between 11 this morning and 2 this afternoon. It is 447. Let's get you prepared for this WRA weather alert day. Elizabeth, we'll see two rounds of potentially severe weather.
One of those rounds will be late this morning, closer to lunchtime. We'll be watching for any of that development a little bit earlier on. The computer models certainly are showing two rounds. It's the timing of that that's still a little bit in question. So we'll be watching how quickly that system that's across the mountains will be moving into our area. A second round is likely to be mid to late afternoon into the evening commute. So damaging wind will be our biggest threat, and isolated tornadoes not out of the question. We're not likely to see storms as widespread as we saw on Monday, but a level two risk would be more coverage than we might see with a level one risk for severe storms. Here's a look at the situation currently. We've had some strong thunderstorms over the last 24 hours in Memphis. Overnight last night, there were tornado watches. We're starting to see the squall line now moving east of Nashville toward Asheville and down toward Atlanta too, and there are some severe thunderstorms along this right now. You see those yellow boxes popping up. That's where we have severe thunderstorm warnings currently. So this is the system that will likely move through here this morning. And the question is, you know, will it be 9 or 10 or closer to 11 or 12? And we're leaning toward 11 or 12. Right now, ahead of it, we do have cloudy skies and just a few sprinkles that are falling. When I walked in the building this morning, there were just a couple of raindrops that fell. So you could see that this morning, especially if you're headed out anytime soon. We'll start here with future casts with our current time. Notice it's cloudy. Of course, anything that comes through in the morning hours is typically a system that is really powerful and more of a cluster of storms. We call it a mesoscale complex that will come in and just hold together and bring us that chance of scattered storms. Futurecast here showing that arriving between 10 and 11, and you can see that moving across the area right around lunchtime. You can see some of these cells that are here with us all the way until around 1 to 2 o'clock. And then at 3 o'clock, especially if we get any breaks in the clouds, we'll have a chance of more storms developing. And you'd see those are a little more widespread on this version. Futurecast here around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, but then it moves on out and it does look like at least the latter part of the commute should be fairly dry as long as that timeline holds. We have plenty of moisture, lift, and spin. The big question for our storms this morning is if we have enough energy. Now, later this afternoon, if we see a little bit of sunshine, that should add enough energy for some of those storms to be fairly strong. We take a look at the DBAP, and of course, they've got the cover there on the baseball diamond. 76 degrees is our temperature heading out the door, but our dew point is still on the pleasant side at 67. We're still looking at a fairly hot afternoon, 90 in Raleigh, 88 in Durham, and 91 in Fayetteville for it today. Tomorrow, we'll likely have another round of scattered storms. Right now, we don't have a particular risk for severe weather. And then our big story over the weekend is the heat. Highs will be in the mid-90s. Our heat index could be up around 105, possibly a heat advisory for the weekend.
Good morning, Ken Smith here in the WRA Live Center. You just heard Elizabeth mention that squall line that's moving through Tennessee that's headed our way. We pulled up some still cameras from the traffic cameras there in Nashville, Tennessee, and you can see it's already causing some rainy and stormy conditions. This is I-40 and Spencer Lane. This is the early morning commute, and from the lights, you can see the wet roads there in the Nashville area. This is one of the major thoroughfares in that Nashville area, I-40 and Briley Parkway. Again, you see all the wet streets, just a harbinger as we continue to monitor the conditions that could be deteriorating for us with the WRAL Weather Alert Day.
It is 4:51. A fruit in your kitchen could potentially be carrying a dangerous bacterium. There's been a recall on some organic kiwis. Coming up, which fruit are a potential risk? You'll want to double check your kitchens this morning. There's a recall for some kiwis due to listeria. It affects the Zesper Organic Green Kiwis in these 1-pound plastic clamshells. The products were shipped to 14 states between June 14th and July 7th. Clamshells with a white sticker listing the work order number and packed on date are not under recall. For more information on the products at risk, go to the FDA's website.
This year's Gear for the Year campaign kicks off in Wake County this afternoon. It helps students get ready for the start of the school year. There'll be a backpack distribution event this evening, 5 to 7 at the Kentwood Learning Center on Neely Street in Raleigh. The event features activities for students, including a hot dog party, music, and games.
An Alaskan biker is gaining a little fame for riding his bike backwards. Will Walker says it's actually easier and good for the quad muscles. He first started riding bicycles this way 10 years ago. Now he just finished a 500-mile bike race across the state of Iowa. He was with 30,000 other riders, but he was the only one to do it looking over his shoulder. Walker recorded his journey, which could be a world record for the longest distance riding backwards on a bike.
Okay, why? We'll give you a live look this morning at the DMAP. And today is a WRL weather alert day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will let us know when to expect those storms. That is just ahead.
And tragedy in Hawaii as wildfire destroys the island's beauty. We hear from locals experiencing the devastation firsthand.
Plus, lifting off on a historic mission. For the first time, Virgin Galactic is sending a cabin full of civilian passengers into space. A look at the final preps coming up on WRL.